I will never ever forget that feeling of utter waste and sadness to see such a magnificent animal in the way that they had been left. And the worst part, of course, was that there were KFC wrappers all around them. So the poachers were so comfortable with where they were, they decided to sit down and have a snack next to a dehorned rhino. It's devastating.
Jamie Patterson is the scientific editor for Africa Geographic. She described the gruesomeness of a poaching incident she came across a few years ago. A grim reality of South Africa's ongoing rhino poaching scourge.
Just last week, I went with a group of vets and reserve managers to go and dehorn a rhino. Even that was so utterly sad to see this magnificent rhino bull with his enormous horn. And then when he stood up from the anesthetic, he just looked so small and empty.
Speaking from Hoedspruit in Limpopo, she says that while the decline in poaching is a step in the right direction, it's by no means a victory. She cites demand from the Asian market, corruption within the law enforcement system, and the worsening socio-economic problems in the country's most vulnerable communities, many of which are bordering reserves, as critical challenges that do not have simple answers. But communications head at the Environment, Forestry and Fisheries Department, Albi Modise, says that collaborative efforts between law enforcement agencies are yielding results. Last year, 66 poachers were arrested within the Kruger National Park and 90 for rhino horn trafficking and poaching outside the park. The NPA won 44 convictions.
The arrest at the airport of Chien Ling, who was arrested and found in possession of rhino horns without a permit and was sentenced to about 5 years. I mean, that is one example that shows that despite the fact that the lockdown had closed the country and limited movement, there were those who still continued to want to make a killing, if you don't mind that expression.
Last week, SARS officials seized a 53 million rand shipment of rhino horn destined for Malaysia at the O.R. Tambo International Airport in Johannesburg. Losses in the Kruger National Park, home to the world's largest population of rhinos, last year are staggering with 245 poaching incidents. 16 elephants were also poached for their tusks. In a statement, the Worldwide Fund for Nature in South Africa critically notes the park's whopping 70% decline in rhino numbers. In their 2019-2020 report, SANParks attributes this to drought and poaching. Filmmaker of award-winning South African wildlife documentary Struip, Bonnet de Bod.
The entry and exit points of the park are the problem. Now, this should be a big wake-up call, and I'm hoping this will be updated or amended, at least, in the government's 8-year-old integrated strategic management of rhinoceros approach or plan. We had the shocking report from Africa Geographic 2 weeks ago stating that almost 70% of the rhinos in Kruger have been lost over the past 10 years. So, of course, that means there are 70% fewer rhinos left to poach in the Kruger National Park.
And she's calling for the urgent passing of government's national integrated strategy to combat wildlife trafficking.
It does things like hardening bail conditions, fighting corruption within wildlife enforcement structures. Now, the NISQIT was finished back in 2016 and was supposed to be sent to Parliament in early 2017 for approval. We have been waiting several years now for this very important draft proposal to actually become a workable enforcement strategy. It's very worrying that the minister in her report back says the NISQIT will be sent to cabinet for approval in the first half of 2021. After all the efforts in drawing it up, we cannot get it finalized.
While the lockdown has dampened poaching efforts, it's placed many private reserves in financial distress. Many rely on international tourists to drive anti-poaching monitoring and long-term conservation plans. The private sector owns in excess of 50% of the national herd, with over 8,000 white rhinos. Private Rhino Owners Association chairperson Pelham Jones is again calling on government to legitimize the sale of rhino horn, using its stockpile to generate much-needed funds to keep the sector afloat.
Every rhino horn legally sold, we saved the life of a live rhino. So South Africa has about 60 tons of rhino horn at this moment in time. It can meet the somewhat insatiable demand. So instead of having to sell commodities through illegal or illicit trade, you can in fact legalize it, bring the revenue back into conservation. So we believe that South Africa should take a more aggressive stance in terms of our rights to be able to trade in this commodity.
While the ongoing lockdown has clearly played a role in easing poaching numbers, the alleged lust for rhino horn for medicinal and status reasons in the Asian market remains the biggest threat to Africa's gentle giants. I'm Minoshni Pillay in Durban.